I'm Connor A. Posey, an associate editor with HCP Live. Welcome back to Doc Talk. Earlier this month, the 2022 American Academy of Ophthalmology annual meeting took place in Chicago, bringing the greatest minds in eye care together to discuss the biggest news and most important data. Advancements in the arena of geographic atrophy were a hot topic, with an emphasis on trial data on agents like pegcetacoplan and avacincaptad pegol. Together, they represent the potential for first-in-class treatments for GA. At the meeting, Dr. Arshad Khanani, the Director of Clinical Research at Sierra Eye Associates, presented findings from the pivotal Phase 3 GATHER2 trial on the efficacy of intravitreal avacincaptad pegol for GA treatment. The findings indicated avacincaptad pegol can slow the rate of GA growth compared with sham treatment, with high statistical significance. It was the first investigational therapy in GA to achieve the 12-month pre-specified primary endpoints in two pivotal Phase 3 studies. On this episode of Doc Talk, Dr. Khanani discusses the ins and outs of the data and the greater importance of the findings. He provides more detail on both the efficacy and safety data, the far-reaching consequences of a treatment for GA, and if 2022 will ultimately be defined by these groundbreaking findings. We hope you enjoy.
Great. So yeah, about a week on from AAO 2022, Dr. Khanani, I was hoping you could sort of give me the key highlights from your presentation on the efficacy data on avacincaptad pegol in the GATHER2 trial.
Thanks, Connor. Always a pleasure speaking with you. So I presented the first time efficacy results of intravitreal avacincaptad pegol in geographic atrophy from the Phase 3 GATHER2 study. As you're aware, that avacincaptad pegol is a pegylated RNA aptamer that's designed to be a specific inhibitor of complement C5. And we know that complement pathway or activation is implicated in development and progression of geographic atrophy. So inhibition of C5 slows inflammation and cell death associated with development and progression of geographic atrophy. And the benefit of blocking C5, because it's the terminal most effector of the complement pathway, C5 inhibition potentially preserves anti-inflammatory properties of C3A. As you know, GATHER2 is a Phase 3 international multi-center randomized double mass study where we randomized 448 patients one-to-one to either receive avacincaptad pegol 2 milligrams monthly or monthly sham injection. And the primary endpoint was at month 12, which is mean rate of growth of geographic atrophy area from baseline to month 12 using a slope analysis and square root transformation. And as you know, the study is ongoing. It's a two-year study. In the second year, patients are re-randomized to either receive monthly or every other month avacincaptad pegol in the treatment group. And then in the sham group, patients will continue in sham with sham treatment. Now, the key inclusion and exclusion were comparable to historical complement inhibitor trials, but I think there are a couple of differences. We enrolled patients here with GA that had non-center point involvement, meaning the center point of the fovea couldn't be involved for them to be a part of this study, as well as the GA in part had to be within 1500 microns from the foveal center. We had good retention in the study. The injection fidelity was over 90% in both treatment group, and the baseline demographics were balanced between the groups as well as ocular characteristics. The key point is obviously the primary endpoint. So the study met the primary endpoint at 1 year with a high degree of statistical significance. The p-value was 0.0064. Patients who were treated with avacincaptad pegol had 14.3% growth reduction in GA compared to sham. What we saw in GATHER2 is similar to what we saw in GATHER1. We see a treatment effect that starts early and increases over time. We also compared the observed data from GATHER2 to GATHER1 using a point analysis. And again, we saw that the benefit of treatment starts early and then continues to increase over time. We also looked at pre-specified subgroup analysis, looking at different baseline characteristics to see if there is differences in benefit. And what we noticed was that treatment with Avastin kept at Pegol resulted in benefit in all of the pre-specified subgroups that we looked at. And this was also very consistent with what we saw in the GATHER1 study. So the bottom line is that GATHER2 study met the pre-specified primary endpoint, just like the GATHER1 study. And Avastin kept at Pegol is the first investigational therapy in geographic atrophy to achieve the 12-month pre-specified primary endpoint in two pivotal phase three studies.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Thanks so much for all that. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the safety data, which I believe was also presented by a colleague of yours at AAO. You know, what did we see safety-wise?
In terms of safety, I think the key things to highlight is the fact that there were no cases of intraocular inflammation. There were no cases of endophthalmitis, and there were no cases of ischemic optic neuropathy. So the safety data from GATHER2 shows a very favorable safety profile for Avastin kept at Pegol given monthly. We did see increased rate of CNV in the treated group, which we expected based on other trials in the GA space, as well as the GATHER1 study. So I think that's something to keep in mind, that patients will get treatment with complement inhibitor for their geographic atrophy, maybe will be at increased risk of neovascular AMD or CNV. And we need to make sure that we monitor these patients closely and initiate treatment for CNV if they end up with CNV. And we know we have great treatments for that. So something to keep in mind. But I think for a disease where patients will progress even with treatment, I think it's important to have a safe drug. And looking at the safety profile, as I said, no IOI, no ischemic optic neuropathy, no endophthalmitis, it gives us confidence and we can comfortably treat our patients with geographic atrophy with Avastin kept at Pegol once it's FDA approved and available.
Fantastic. You know, obviously GA is having a huge boom right now. So I wanted to ask you, you know, what does, you know, having a GA treatment really mean for the larger arena of ophthalmology? And, you know, additionally, what does it mean for those patients with GA?
I think that's a great question. You know, it's the biggest unmet need in my opinion, in our field. We see these patients and follow them for a long time. I have patients that I've seen for over a decade in my practice. And when I first started seeing them, they had small GA lesions far away from the center, and over time they continue to grow and then have central involvement. So there are patients who were functional, who had perfect vision, now are legally blind in both eyes. So I think it's a breakthrough in terms of having any treatment for this devastating disease that progresses in 100% of the patients, 100% of the time, and takes their independence away. And I think what we have learned from this trial is to initiate treatment early so we can have a slow down of this disease, so patients can have more functional vision for a longer time where they're able to drive and read and take care of themselves. So really groundbreaking to have any treatment available for this devastating disease, which is the biggest unmet need in our space.
Excellent. To your last point there, you know, I was asking a lot of your colleagues at the conference, you know, looking at 2022 as a whole, do you think that GA and GA treatments will end up defining the year in ophthalmology? In a few years from now, are we going to, you know, see this as the pivotal moment for that space?
I think it is. Just like when anti-VEGFs came out, the first treatment, it was groundbreaking. And then we built on it and got better treatments. I totally agree with you. I think this AAO was groundbreaking, that we were able to show the data from the pivotal phase three GATHER2 study meeting the pre-specified primary endpoint. Having two trials for GA meeting primary endpoint is a big deal. And then we saw other programs. We saw longer term data from APL2. We saw some data from gene therapies and other things. So I think we will continue to learn together to advance the field and have better and better treatments for our patients. But this is a great start where we have a treatment that can help slow down the disease for our patients with geographic atrophy.
Fantastic. And just sort of to, you know, wrap things up a little bit, I guess, moving forward, you know, what can we expect in the next year or so? What are you either working on or what's going on in sort of the larger space?
I think so. Longer term data from Gather 2 will be meaningful. As, you know, I said, in the second year, we'll have patients receive either monthly or every other month treatment. As you know, monthly treatment is a big treatment burden on these patients. And as a field, we'll have to keep these patients motivated to continue on treatment because, as I said, the disease will progress. We will slow it down, but we won't be able to reverse it. So in the next year, I'm looking forward to the two-year data from the Gather 2 study in terms of efficacy and safety. And then as the field moves forward, we have some other trials that are reading out. We have a phase 2 study from NGM, also reading out in the near future. We'll have gene therapy studies. Of course, gene therapy is exciting where you have one and done to treat this disease or to slow it down. But obviously, we have seen good biomarker and safety data. We have to wait for the efficacy data in a controlled fashion to see if gene therapy can be a great treatment for geographic atrophy by cutting down treatment burden. And then as these treatments come to market, we want to monitor the real world efficacy as well as safety. So really exciting time for retina specialists as well as patients, a historical moment for everyone to hopefully have a treatment for this devastating disease in the near future.
Our thanks again to Dr. Khanani for participating in this discussion. And thank you for listening. If you are interested in more in-depth coverage from AAO 2022 or simply other news in the ophthalmology arena, visit us at www.hcplive.com. See you next time.